This message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Victory Inheritance Ministries, the City of Hope. As you listen, may the Holy Spirit minister to you in the simplicity of the Word of God.
For the enemy to use. The same way God wants to bless this house, it goes through someone. Could be one person or two to bring joy in this place. That's this principle in the spirit realm. It must go through a man. Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. That's an insult, a slap on God's face. Who are you to number the people of God? When the Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail, there is he who runneth. And David said to Job in verse 2, to the rulers of the people, go number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me that I may know it. When did God start working with number? God don't work with number. And Joab answered, the Lord make his people 100 times so many more as they be. But my Lord, the king, are they not all thy Lord's servant? Why then does my Lord require this thing? When something is about to happen, a good man will start misbehaving. That's why you have to stay in prayer. That's why you need an altar to speak for you. I said this some time ago. You may be raising a prince as a son. Are you also praying for who the prince will be attracted to? Huh? All your labor can be in vain if you don't remember that part. Because for there to be a prince, there must be a queen. So as you are raising your son to be a prince, are you also praying for the would-be partner or wife to have the character of a queen? Otherwise, it will rubbish all your labor. The devil knows where to wait for man. That's why you must be praying all the days. Didn't you read it in Luke 18 verse 1? Men ought always, till you breathe light, don't last. Don't give a space. One day say, I don't tire. Eh? When you are dealing with a man that moves to and fro, always his eyes on us, seeking for who to mess up. May it not be you. In the name of Jesus. I pray that there's an altar speaking for you. Jesus said to Peter, the devil sought to sniff you. He said, but I have prayed for you. So people who don't believe in prayer, what Saint Peter was, he has been prayed for, an altar. Someone was speaking on his behalf. That was what saved him. Otherwise, he was a goner. As you sit here, do you know who are planning for you? As you sit here, do you know people who are thinking evil about you? As you sit here, do you know what they have concluded? So as you continue to generate fire in prayer, when you appear, the person who's supposed to act is demobilized. Yes, because there is enough fire around you. I've told you, it is not the day of battle you learn how to shoot gun. You start training when there is no battle because you can't know when it will show up. That's not one time you need to know how to cock, load the bullet, how to pull the trigger. It is not in the day of battle. So when we are teaching you in this place, we teach you how to abase and abound, how to handle money when it comes, how to survive and keep your dignity if there is no money. Because they are seasoned, they come, they will come, they will come. There's nothing the devil can do about that. Pastor, I feel for David. Of all person, that's the person that the devil decided to go through. Even his chief of army staff said, oh God, this is not right. When something won't happen, I had to see Kayada. Our brother, Wigwe, who passed on, I'm sure you heard a testimony. I was privileged to be in that meeting in Ekola Meridian. When Shola, his PA, that's, he has several PA, but this is the one that he said, if the man has flown 90 times on this earth, he's with him 85 times in that aircraft. I didn't say they say, I was listening to him one-on-one. He said something I took home. He said, I don't like to fly the way my boss flies, but duty call. I'm compelled by my assignment to be with him. So they got to America together. And they were to also fly the same aircraft. Suddenly, something happened. Somebody who said, you call it whatever you call it. But if he has been flying with him all the time, everywhere, up to from London, the Abuja, London, America, how come that moment something pulled him back? It was not the boss that pulled him back. I was there and I heard him live. He said their luggage, as usual, is much. And so the chopper they are going cannot carry those luggage. So they have to rent a bus, a mini bus, to convey it. It will take that bus 3 hours to get to where I'm going, while the chopper, by 1 hour, he's there. So, and it is his duty to handle those boxes. Receive, distribute to all the rooms. A guy is there, madam is there, the boy is there. And then the other man. Suddenly, he said to his boss, say, sir, let me ride with this bus so that we arrive at the same time. If I follow you and we go now, when we get there, I will start waiting for them, start going for them. Let me just ride with them. Some of us were very insensitive in the spirit. Say, some of you always want to be with the boss, and they see me with the oga, and I'm an oga all the time. I don't know who was praying for him. I don't know the altar that was speaking for him. That he flew from Abuja together to London. He didn't say, oh God, be going, I will come. Or let me wait. They went from Abuja to London. From London to America. From where they are now to the final place. Suddenly, something. Do you know what it takes? He said, when he told his boss, he said, let me go. He said, that's a very, what's that word? No, he didn't use the word wonderful. He said, that's very, I'll pick the right word. That's a word he said his boy gave to him. 2 hours on the road, according to him, he felt they are there. Started calling, and that was the end. You don't know. That's, see what that was.
You brought me.
I'm so glad
you found me worthy.
I can see,
I can tell,
that
I know
it's your
way.
Understanding the place of altar. If your husband is praying, don't distract him. Encourage him to pray. If your wife is a praying machine, encourage her to pray. If it's your children, encourage them. You can never tell that who that prayer is covering among your siblings. Beloved, I said, I don't know who was praying for Shola. I don't know. There is no reason why he should not be in that flight. There is no reason. There's no reason. Please sit down. And David said to Joab, to the rulers of Israel, go number, okay, verse 3. The Lord make these people 100 times so many as they be, but my Lord, the King, are they not all my Lord's servants? Why then do my Lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of trespass to Israel? That's what Joab was saying. Praise God, somebody. Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Job. Wherefore, Job departed and went throughout all Israel and came to Jerusalem. He numbered because of time. Let's go to verse 7. However, look at verse 6. Bible says, but Levi and Benjamin counted he not among them. For the king's word was abominable to Job. He had a better understanding that moment than the king. And verse 7 said, and God was displeased with this thing. Therefore, he smote Israel. May we not do things that will displease God. Yeah. Displease God. Because if we displease a man and a man come after us, we can run to God. But if you displease God, like the woman in the day of famine who came to the king's, hunger is too much. The king said, if the Lord does not help you, who am I to help you? It displeased God. Beloved, there are offense. You never can tell the offense that will rock your foundation. And that's why you must avoid. And David said unto God, I have sinned greatly, I know him for that, because I have done this thing. But now I beseech thee, do away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. And the Lord spake unto God, David's seer, saying, go and tell. The next verse 8, said to David, unto God, I have seen. No, verse 9. Are we on 10 now? Verse 10 now. God, go and tell David, saying, thus says the Lord. You know the Bible says God is no respecter of persons. So you can never know God enough and be used to him enough. Go and tell David, saying, thus says the Lord, I offer thee three things because of who you are and I love you so much. I will give you three options. Choose what you want to be done to you. And you will hear it out. Choose the one of them, that I may do it unto thee. Verse, what is that? Number, verse 12. Okay, 11. So God came to David and said unto him, thus says the Lord, choose thee, one, either 3 years of famine, or 3 months to be destroyed by the folks, while the sword of thy enemy overtake thee, or else 3 days the sword of the Lord, even the pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the coasts of Israel. Now therefore, advise thyself what word I shall bring again to him that sent me. No one this soft at all. And David said, wise man, David said, I'm going to somewhere quickly. David said unto God, I am in a great strait. Let me fall now into the hand of the Lord. For very great are his mercies. But let me not fall into the hand of man. I like that. Men are merciless. You see the way they shot our soldiers? Removed their head? Tore their tummy open? God will never do that. God will not do that. That's the wickedness of man. You better fall into the hand of God than to the hand of man. So the Lord sent pestilence upon Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men in one day, because David numbered the people of God. David sized God's people. Who are they? What can they do? And God sent an angel unto Jerusalem to destroy it, and as he was destroying, the Lord beheld, and he repented him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed it, it is enough, stay now thy hand. And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Onan and Jebusite. Because of time, jump to verse 14. Remember the importance, understanding the place of altar. 18, right? Verse 18. Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go up and do what? Set up an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Onan the Jebusite. That is the way out. You must have an altar to run to when crisis set in. The demonic people have their altar. We must have an altar. The altar is called the PowerPoint. The PowerPoint. If you enter Nigeria, the seat of power is called Asu Rock. If you get to America, it's called the White House. If you get to an organization, there's a place they call it the MD's office. It's the seat of power. That's where authority are issued at. Dreams of the company are driven to that point. If you get that place, you have gotten everything. If you bring that place down, you have brought that business down. The Bible said you can't enter a strong man's house and take over except you bind a strong man. The strong man is the power point of that house. If you take over, how many of you were here when Baba Aladura came in during our workers' meeting? For those of you who attended, did you hear what he said about one of his pastors that was employed? Man of God, you were not there, Edda. He said his job, every morning he resumed work, is to be praying in the altar. For 11 years. The guy came with him. He said, I'm going to work. His work is to go straight to the church altar. Oluwa, sokale, sokale, sokale. Let there be fire here. You know, when Solomon finished building the house of God, he made one prayer. We all were there. That place that is called the Wailing Wall in Israel. You could see the original temple. It's already gone. The remaining part. Every man that goes there must go to that place. You write your prayer request and put there. In line with what Solomon prayed before as a temple had been commissioned. He said, any man, any woman, any boy, any girl that comes to this place to call on your name to pray, answer. It was sealed that place. That's why it's a battle point. Beside this, you saw a mosque there. They are fighting for that territory. The Palestine said, no, it's Israel said it's our ancestral headquarter. It is the power point of that country. When you saw the Third Mainland Bridge, I posted it, but Facebook removed it. They saw blood. Live, they were slaughtering. Some of you saw that. A slaughter ram, two ram on Third Mainland Bridge. Like, it was not hidden, videoed. Even the white people that are to do the job, they were there just standing. You think that we are doing. As I saw it, I began to pray. I said, no life will be lost on this bridge. In the name of Jesus, this bridge will not collapse, whatever, because it's evil. There's nothing good about it. They were taking complete control of the soul of Lagos by that. So, the angel of the Lord commanded, the next verse, 19. And David went up at the saying of God, which he spake in the name of the Lord. Verse 20, quickly, because of time. And Onan turned back and saw the angel and his four sons with him, he themselves. Now, Onan was threshing wheat. It was the angel that was an assignment of destruction. But because of the command of God, he withheld his hand, but he was still there. And God did it in a way that the natural eyes of a man, they could see it. So David was looking for a way to stop this evil. Do you know what 70,000 means in one day? Give me the next verse quickly. Verse what? 21. And as David came to Onan looked and saw David and went out the threshing floor and bowed himself to David with his face. That's the king, to the ground. It's called honor. It's called respect. He's an elder. I don't expect that Jeremy comes to him and is standing face to face shaking him. This somebody that can give birth to you. This somebody that have fought Satan. This somebody that God have helped to survive evil. And for you to live long, you must celebrate age. You must celebrate age. You must bow to age so you can live long. Next verse, quickly. And David said to Onan, grant me the place of this threshing floor that I may build what? That I may do what? Build an altar. Altar is a power point. It's a power point. Every home must have an altar, a place where God is honored. I will never forget Muhammadu Buhari on the day of his inauguration. All the political powers in the world, majority of them were in Eagle Square. Immediately it was approaching 2 p.m. He knew that to lead Nigeria is not having the armed forces on your side. You have to lead Nigeria in charge spiritually first. Spiritually. Before you can control. Because people are conjuring powers. Powers over your life. That's why you can see somebody walking and all of a sudden he's destroying his dress. Nobody fought him. The power just hit him from nowhere. And what inside of him is lesser than what has come over him. And so he has to respond, submit. He has to submit to the higher power. That's why he begins to destroy himself. Demon walk inside of him. You need an altar. I said a pastor employs someone to be speaking on the altar. That's his work. For 11 years, he was there alive. I think the devil will like that. Some of you are just relaxing, joking with your destiny, playing with Satan that is wicked and evil. You think a child that is normal suddenly starts misbehaving. You think he's not something has not happened? Bible says, why men slept. The word slept is silent. Keeping quiet, becoming cold, the enemy came and sold her to useless the destiny of that person. Then David said to Onan, grant me the place of this threshing floor that I may build an altar therein unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant me for the full price. That a plague may be stayed from the Israelites. That's just the way. Need to call God. This is the place. This destruction is not taking place. By the prophetic declaration of his servant, I'm led to you, sir. And Onan said to David, take it to thee, verse 23. And let my lord the king do what that which is good in his eyes. He said, lo, I give thee the oxen also for the burnt offering. Because an altar does not work without a sacrifice. As he said to his son, he said, make me venison. Make me venison that I may eat and my soul be merry and I bless you. I bless you. So every altar needs a sacrifice. Not me talking. It's the word of God. That's the principles of life. My father blessed me, prayed for me. I didn't know when he was going to pass on, but before he passed on, he blessed me because I made sure there is always a sacrifice on his altar. And that provoking, I didn't ask him, neither. I pray for you. I bless you. I know I have many children, but you, I bless you. The blessings that come, the command that come from the heart is provoked. It's provoked. And you cannot tell the moment the man or the woman will be in that grace. That grace for it. So you have to be smart. Because at the end, the Bible says that, is it Esau? He sought for it with tears. Couldn't get it. So he said, not only the land, take it for free as long as it's for altar. For God, us altar. Take it for free. Now listen, we are going to somewhere. The man said, not only giving you the land, take oxen also for the burnt offering and the threshing instrument for the wood. Every complementary thing that I needed to make an altar, receive fire, to invite God's presence. And the wheat for the meat offering, I give it all. Now look at verse 24. David is indeed a man after the heart of God. He says something. He understands principle. He understands principle. That was the reason why in that offering service that Jesus supervised, I keep asking myself, when Jesus knew that that widow is poor and is a widow, why did he still allow her to drop the offering? That's where we bring our emotion into. But your emotion cannot take the place of principle. Honor your father and your mother. Your days will be long. That's the only command that have an assurance. Assurance into it. And the king said to Onan, nay, it's meaning no, but I will verily buy it for the full price. Full price. Beloved, Pastor Bo said, none of you should be looking for cheap things in life. Don't you always, my mentor Bishop King said, cheap things are not good, and good things are not cheap. To marry a lady, don't be smart. Don't act like the street people on the world. Go and look for the parents of that lady. If they are not there, look for an uncle. If not, somebody that is connected to that tribe, to that lineage, must take something from your hand to free you from the forces that will pursue your life and destiny. It's called exchange. As long as he takes it, he has released you from what is going to work against you. If you take it from the back, they may not speak. The parents may not speak. You may think you are smart. Oh, let me get her pregnant. There's nothing to do. You are thinking like a street person, a foolish person of the last order. And you yourself that say, let us run away. Because of what you are watching in Hollywood. Let us run in a way. Yeah, love. See, love. See, person talking love. What do you know is love? Let us run away. Run away. But when your parents, when they brought the school fee, it didn't run away from your school fees. When you were hungry, it didn't run away. When you were sick, it didn't run away from taking you to hospital. It is now time for their honor. What are they even going to eat? Their friends has been honored. They have attended the wedding of their friends' children and contributed in their own time. You went behind and they are asking, where is your daughter? The man cannot talk. He's dying in pain there. And you think he can be well with you. So David gave, for the full price, for I will not take that which is thine for the Lord, nor offer burnt offering without what? A curse. A curse. Beloved Vimai, those of you online, we are just about starting, the altar has started. I spoke to my family. You can bear me witness, all of them, in our morning devotion. I told them that today I will be declaring open the altar, expecting Vimite to connect to that altar. I bet you, especially parents, for your children. You are not omnipresent, but there's an altar that will be speaking for your children wherever they are, even as we are right here now. I told them, for yourself and for myself, on your own, every one of them. I told them that only my last baby, Victory, that is not in control of her account, every one of you. As soon as I declare it on Wednesday and on Sunday, transmit there. Connect to this altar. Whenever you go, you come in there. You know, the Bible called Ebenezer the stone of help in 1 Samuel. That you may find help in the time of trouble as you come there. Hezekiah was to die, confirmed by God. But he went to God and gave, the Bible said, present forth your strong reason. Why will I not kill you? Why will I not allow death take you? Why will I not allow that aircraft crash? Give me your reason. And he went to God's presence and said, God, no, you can't do this. He began to speak to God right in his altar. I want you to run as fast as you can. Like I told somebody during the week, I can single-handedly take care of that. Doesn't matter how much it is. I know 1, 2, 3 person I can call. I don't want that. I want the least person, even if it's 500 naira. that you connect to that altar that is going on. That's the power point of that building. Build everything that you are building there. Without that altar, it's like a club. That is the meeting point. That's the place. That's why in Orthodox churches, you see how they cage that place. You must be anointed and approved before you can access that place. It is their power point. Those evil men who build, who do evil, it is the altar. Over the night, they make their sacrifices in the altar. Then you see things begin to manifest. So the level of your commitment to that altar is going to determine how much it can speak for you on the days of battle when we are done. David said he was offered free. He said, no, I will not take. Not God. It must cost me something. That's a proof of how much I'm connected to God. Look at it. I didn't write it. For I will not take that which is thine for the Lord, nor offer burnt offering without a cause. Forget about I'm king. We are talking about principles of life. Next verse, quickly. Verse 25, as we round up. So David gave the honor for the place, 600 shekel of gold by weight. Go ahead. And David built there what? And David built there what? An altar, and did what? Offer the burnt offering, one peace offering, and called upon the Lord. And he did what? He answered him from the heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offering. Everybody rise on your feet. Develop a family altar. Develop a safe altar. Elder, I went to Abuja some years back. And I checked in a hotel. Listen to what I'm telling you. When I was, I don't know whether it was a day or two, as I stepped out to check out at the reception, they counted 30% of what I paid and gave it back to me. I said, what is going on here? They said, sir, we found out that you are a minister of God. The owner of this hotel made covenant with God and said, any man or woman of God that lodges here, 30% must go off. But they will not tell you, because until you feel, when you feel your form and they see pastor, reverend, bishop, they wait for you when you are checking out. Can you see the extent people have gone in life? Why some are increasing their money thinking it's by that? I'm telling you me, not what they said. They gave me 30% of what I paid. Say, because the owner had a covenant with God. Say, God, if you help me build this hotel and help me manage it, any of your son or servant that spend the night here, 30% of whatever I paid back to me. You see what is speaking for some people? You see the mysteries and principles that are speaking. David said, I will not collect it for free. I will put a cost on it. I want to put money. You know, since we started building, some people are smart. They are just playing smart. As you are playing your smart, the work is going. It just increases. In this place, we tell you the truth and not the truth. If you follow it, no devil anywhere. No devil. There are people, we have a prayer team in this church that meets every Thursday praying. I can tell you, by the time we are done, we will sanctify that place. When we pray over it, and if in your sincerity, whatever pursuit eyes you run there, God will take care of it. Amen. Any arrow shot against your destiny, your life or your family or your children, as you run to that victory altar, it will grant you victory. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I say in the name of Jesus. Amen. The hand of the devil shall be taken away. Amen. Of your life and your destiny, and this altar continue to speak for you. In the name of God the Father, amen, and of the Son, amen, and of the Holy Spirit, amen, everybody I believe shall say. Amen. So as we share this grace for those folks who are online, and on Sunday also, start sending. We need nothing. Pastor Van, how much again? 600 and something. That's what is needed for that altar work. That account, can you flash it again? Copy it. Send something to represent you in that altar. If it's 100 naira, you can afford. Send it. God knows it. If it's 1K, send it. If it's 1 million, send it. Whatever it is, to that altar. It needs a burnt offering. David said, no. He was given free. He said, no, I don't want free. When it has to do with God, it must cost. David said, I will never give the Lord what will not cost me nothing. And he prayed when the altar was set and God responded. May the Lord respond to your needs. Fight your battles while you keep your peace. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Stretch forth your hands in a name that is above every other name. Rabo Shikabada Handeyada. Sefo, devil, Satan will not enter you.
Amen.
Satan will not enter your children.
Amen.
Satan will not enter your sons.
Amen.
It will not enter our daughters.
Amen.
It will not enter our husbands.
Amen.
It will not enter our wives.
Amen.
It will not enter our ministers.
Amen.
It will not enter our pastors.
Amen.
It will not enter our instrumentalists.
It
will not enter our ushers.
It
will not enter our security.
It
will not enter our protocol. It will not enter women's fellowship. It will not enter men's fellowship. It will not enter Eagles fellowship. It will not enter the children. In the name of Jesus, through this altar of victory, we release fire against every satanic move. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our sons and daughters abroad. Those of you connected, this altar speaks for you. In that strange land, let it speak for you. In the name of Jesus, you will not be missing. Your bones shall not be broken. In that land, you will not starve. You will not struggle. The Lord fulfill you. The Lord answer your prayer. The Lord fight your battle. The Lord keep your health secure. In the name of Jesus, victory altar speak for you continually. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Elder, please come take our offering as we close.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. To experience more, visit us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. and Sundays 8:30 a.m. at Victory Inheritance Ministries, plot 25, Block A, Kusela Road, Ikate, Elegushi Waterfront, Fourth Roundabout, along Konoyo Gas Station, Lekki, Lagos, Nigeria, or follow us on Facebook at Victory Inheritance Ministries, or you can email us at vimministries@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. God bless you.